This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Employees and passengers at Denver International Airport can now get a COVID-19 booster shot. The airport is hosting vaccine clinics through December. There are Moderna and Pfizer shots and appointments are required. The vaccines are being administered by Albertsons and Safeway, and there's more information on their website. After reports of drug use and homelessness at Denver's Union Station, reporters from Denverite spent a day there. Kevin Beatty shares what they saw.
Well, RTD's union president called the station a, quote, lawless hellhole, it's actually the center of a lot of the city's problems right now. Yes, we saw drug use, but many people just needed a warm place to sit, like Sean Foridori.
I think a big problem with our politicians and people not being able to solve the homeless crisis is because they've never been in the shoes. Mm-hmm. They have never actually been in the crisis of not having somewhere safe to go, not having somewhere warm to be, not having somewhere to go to the bathroom.
Foridori wasn't the only person who told us enforcement wasn't getting at the root of these bigger issues. Authorities may clear people from Union Station, but signs of poverty and addiction will likely crop up somewhere else. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
Denver area high schoolers will build 5 tiny homes for people experiencing homelessness. Instructor Mike DeGuidis is with Cherry Creek Innovation Campus in Centennial. He says the 40 students will make the homes as part of their studies.
We didn't want to build anything that was going to get thrown away. We wanted to kind of build for the better.
Cole Chandler directs the Colorado Village Collaborative. He says the group helps people transition out of homelessness, and it partnered with the school.
It takes a village to build a village.
The homes will be complete in April and sent to the beloved community village in northeast Denver. Football season is over for the Colorado School of Mines. The Ore Diggers played in college football's Division II semifinals for the first time Saturday. They lost to Valdosta State in Georgia. School of Mines ends the season with a 12-2 record. It's mostly sunny across the state. Snow on the way later in the week. This is CPR News.